In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Yeah, baby, welcome back. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Hurtado in Arlington, home of the best barbecue in the world. Time now for Zach Wolchuk, little late-night chuck wagon. Hit it.
Let's do it. We just got our MVPs announced in Major League Baseball and in the National League. It is indeed Shohei Ohtani, who has won his third MVP in 4 years. We were talking about dominant runs like Paul Skeens yesterday, 3-4. You just got a fat contract. You somehow dodged any type of conviction with this gambling scandal. And then you go and win your first ever World Series. Shohei is on a hell of a run. He's the second player in Major League Baseball history to win the MVP in both leagues. Frank Robinson, the other one with the Reds in 1961. And then the O's in 1966. So shout out to Shohei. And then Aaron Judge has won his second MVP, a unanimous winner. Mickey Mantle and Aaron Judge now the unanimous Yankees to win the MVP. So in your AL, it is Judge. In the NL, it is Ohtani. Of course, both met in the World Series. Runner-up, though, in the American League was indeed Bobby Witt Jr., who had the most second-place votes. Yeah. So Bobby Witt Jr., Colleyville Heritage Zone, DFW native. And we're all rooting for him. Like, if the Rangers are out of it, I think a lot of us probably were, hey, how are the Royals doing right now with Bobby Witt Jr.? And he had some connections.
We share a stadium in spring training.
Yeah, so there are buddies.
Kind of our teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
We watch them play.
Congratulations.
Man, after this type of season where Ohtani hit for a higher average than he ever has, played in 159 games, I mean, the idea of not pitching him has to be stronger than ever, right?
Yeah, I mean, in first ever 50-50, like stolen baggers and home runs, I mean, that... It's got to be. I mean, certainly they've got the ability to pay for whatever they need to. I mean, them being in the Juan Soto sweepstakes and
it's because he gave him the MVP gave him a break on the salary.
Gosh.
Deferred all that money.
Yeah, honestly, everybody should be trying to structure the salaries that way. It's unbelievable. Speaking of Roki Sasaki, his signing timeline has now kind of become more of a focus, as we know now, and this is going to benefit the Rangers. But Rob Manfred said yesterday that Sasaki is not going to sign until a new international amateur free agent signing window opens on January 15th. So he is expected to be posted for MLB consideration over the coming weeks. But that's good because the Rangers needed him to wait to open up some more money for them when it comes to international signing. So for them to get into the market here on Roki Sasaki, this is what we were waiting for, and that's good news for Chris Young in the Rangers front office.
I'm not falling for it, though. It just doesn't seem realistic.
That they'll get him?
I mean, the thing last year with Ohtani and, we're not even in it at all, it turned out. I just think we're back into that mode that we got very familiar with the Rangers. When you get to the off season, there might be rumors and whispers, but there's nothing to it.
It might be. I mean, you very well might be right. Maybe they just say, hey, we're bringing back Nathan Eovaldi, and we're okay there, and Sasaki isn't in play. Now, there's rumors that there is already a handshake agreement that's been met with the Dodgers and Roki Sasaki. His agent has taken offense to that, saying that that's completely BS, while a bunch of executives who should know me better and do a lot of business with me insult my integrity by insinuating that I would be a part of some type of nefarious agreement. In reality, this is just poor sportsmanship. So I guess if indeed he does sign with the Dodgers, now this agent might have an ultimate backfire scenario here after saying this. Because it's like, how can we really prove that that wasn't the case? But then you want to come out and act like
he's way too.
This is ridiculous.
He's way too offended not to have done something wrong.
You know, I was watching that show with Walt White. What was the show with Walt White where he was the judge? Honor, Mr. Honor, like that?
Your Honor.
Well, anyway, one of his most poignant moments in the show was he was saying whenever you get that blustery sort of sanctimonious defense, like, how dare you insult, that person's always guilty. Yeah. Like, if you're just like, what? No, get away from me. But if it, like, bothers you and you feel, like, energized to defend yourself and you come out with this really strong defense, probably something to it.
Truth hurts.
Yeah. I think you're right here. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I think he's going to be a Dodger.
I mean, I don't really have any problem with it. It's the off season. Talk to the guys.
Whatever. I just asked my general manager friend in the league.
Yeah.
I said, who signs this Japanese pitcher on the 15th? He says, Padres or Dodgers is my guess.
There you go. Yep. Gosh, the Dodgers are just getting everybody. It's like, go bleep your damn selves right now. Blake Snell, apparently his market is heating up as well. The Rangers are not involved in that one. I did see this today, and this is Hubie Brown, 91 years old.
Still calling games.
He's going to retire after this year. One final ride for Hubie.
He's okay. I am okay with him doing the games. I still think he brings something to it. I mean, maybe it's not as sharp as it was several years ago, but I'm okay with Hubie Brown.
He's one of those guys that just the tone of his voice is basketball.
He
doesn't even need to say much, but I'm just kind of put at ease when he's calling the game.
Yeah, I totally agree.
He's classic. So ESPN's president jumped on with Jimmy Traina on the podcast with Sports with SI. Sports Illustrated, said we're going to give Hubie one last shot on a game. He deserves that. We think the world of him. I think it's absolutely remarkable the level he still calls games at age 80-plus. So congrats to Hubie Brown, and what an amazing career, you know, both in the game and then out of the game, still being able to call it. One of the best, no question.
91?
91, I know. I didn't know he was that old.
I didn't either.
But I knew he was old, but 91.
He's aged extremely well.
Yeah, it's like a fine wine.
I can't imagine, I mean, just wanting to do anything at that age.
The travel's got to be a little tough on him, you know?
Definitely.
You know, so maybe keep him in that region of the country where he lives and kind of get him to the games.
Let's move over to some college football. Big news for Texas State. They've agreed to a new 7-year contract with Coach G.J. Kinney. The contract averages $2 million per year for 7 years, with the potential for bonuses to add to that running through 2031. So this was one of the hot head coaching names out there, maybe to leave, go get yourself a better opportunity. But he's going to stay there in San Marcos and coach the Bobcats there. So big get for Texas State, keeping G.J. Kinney around.
How do they spell G.J.? Is it just simply G and J?
Yeah.
Nice.
Literally, just GJ. Yeah,
like a BJ or an AJ or a DJ. I didn't know if it was like a weird spelling.
Getting that GJ now?
Never heard of GJ before.
Like, how would you do G-E-E and then J-A-Y? GJ?
I guess.
Like DJ Dallas spells his name?
Yes. G-E-E-J-A-Y. Yeah, he does.
Now let's get to Kurt Cignetti. He's the head coach of Indiana.
He got a new contract, too.
And he should.
Like, 8 years?
Man, they're fifth ranked in the country. It's the highest the Indiana Hoosiers football program's ever been ranked. They're going to take on Ohio State. And he had a pretty passionate speech to the Triple Option, which is Mark Ingram and Company, their podcast. He wants some respect on the Hoosiers' name, boys.
Well, you know, these schedules are set years in advance. And, I mean, Alabama played Mercer. Georgia played Chattanooga, right? So, I mean, Georgia State lost. I mean, you know, the schedule is what it is. And the fact of the matter is we've beaten seven P4 teams, right? Every single one of those teams had a winning record when we played them, except two were at 500. And one was 5-1, one was 3-1. And we also beat the defending national champ and runner up. So, and we, for the most part, except for the Michigan game, every game has been a decisive victory. We didn't trail until 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, we were behind at Michigan State 10-0 first quarter and rattled off 47 straight.
Mm.
You know.
Tell them, coach. Tell them, coach.
Well, look, you know, do your research.
Yeah.
Google us.
Google.
Right? So you know something about us besides our name and what we've done in the past.
Yes.
And what somebody else says about our schedule.
It's become the trademark there, just the Google me, I win, Google me, Google us. But this Indiana season's been fun. They're 10-0. They're 7-0 in the conference. Previously, if you didn't know and you haven't Googled him, Cignetti was at James Madison. They go 11-1. They had a fantastic run last year. So I think Ohio State, it got up to 13.5-point favorites. Yeah. Everybody's disrespecting the Hoosiers going into this game. I kind of love it if Indiana pulled a big-time upset here.
That would be incredible.
You believe even more, though, if they beat Ohio State. If they go out there and get embarrassed, are you thinking a little less of Indiana
a lot
right
less.
Now?
Of course.
Or a lot less?
Yeah.
A lot less. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be, because, I mean, in that is the knock. Like, who have they played? People are alleging Texas the same thing.
Sure.
You know, because they've beaten up on some of the worst teams in the SEC outside of Vandy. That's probably one of their signature wins.
They didn't get to
wins.
Play LSU yet.
The Michigan win for both of them, for Indiana and for Texas. That one doesn't look very good. Michigan's struggling right now. So for Indiana, this is definitely their biggest game, and they've got to go out and
this is at the Shoe, right?
It's at the Shoe. It's at Ohio State.
It's their you know, once every quarter century an opportunity to put themselves on the map. I think to the nature of the question, though, Brian, I think of Indiana the way I've always thought of them. It's going to take them beating Ohio State for me to reconsider that maybe this is something more than a good year. You know, and even if they do have the big year, if they win this, I would think it's like TCU, where you're just going to go back to.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's pretty impressive, though.
He is. He's very impressive.
I don't imagine he would stay there. You know,
he signed an 8-year. It's like an 8-year, $8 million year. So it's a six. I wonder what the buyout on that thing is.
He's pretty damn big,
probably. But he's. Hey, you know what? If somebody's going to – he went from being a guy that James Madison to Indiana proved, and they're rewarding him, though. They are absolutely rewarding. $8 million a year, pretty hefty price for a coach.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you brought up your LSU Tigers. They just had really bad news, and we mentioned this a couple of days ago.
I was just waiting for this to happen.
We kind of saw the writing on the wall, but it is official that five-star quarterback Bryce Underwood, number one overall prospect in 2025, according to ESPN. Yeah. He's flipped from LSU to Michigan. Yeah. We had the report they had offered him $10.5 million over 4 years. He's 6'4", 210. Yeah, he's like, I'll take that bag from the Wolverines and go ahead and go play at the big house.
I think Dave Portnoy got me.
I think he did, too.
I think Dave Portnoy.
Immediately after Portnoy put out a video, and he is just laughing at everybody. And he talked about this on one of the Barstool podcasts. I was going to try and get the best quarterback to go to Michigan. So maybe this is a thing now,
you know,
for him moving forward.
I learned something listening to Stephen Jones talk this week about, because they asked him about the Jones family helping at Arkansas. And he says there's the NFL looks at that as owners trying to help, especially NFL teams that they use the college draft and stuff, that you're paying, you know, you're paying for NIL players and stuff like that, and then you draft. He said there's conflict
of interest.
Yeah, there's kind of some strict rules about that. I didn't even know that. I was thinking if I was an owner of an NFL team, my college team would be damn good.
Yeah.
I would figure out a way to funnel money to my program. But he says the NFL doesn't, you know, they look at, like, what the limits, what you can do for your NIL help from an NFL owner.
I wonder if they could do it for the other sports. You know, like Arkansas with basketball now, Calipari, like, with the I don't know if there's a cross.
That's a good question.
I don't know if they want to do it, though.
Yeah.
Stephen was like, we got a lot of payroll here to worry about.
I think Jerry's got a building or two at Arkansas that's named after him.
You know, I was listening to, there was a podcast that I saw going viral, and it was David Irving, former Cowboy defensive tackle.
Oh.
He was saying that Jerry is not the problem. The problem is Stephen Jones. Stephen is the bad egg.
Oh,
here.
That sounds personal.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. He says, I know where the bodies are buried. There's a lot that I could, but I've kept my mouth shut. So David Irving might be a guy. Maybe we should
tell all.
What was that lawyer?
A little crazy.
What was that lawyer that, like, you watched the game? It wasn't like Rusty. Jim Adler, but it was another guy. The guy.
The Texas Hammer.
No. There was another lawyer that he was
Jim
doing.
Jim Abbott.
It was Jim Abbott. And, like, David Irving wasn't even playing for the game. Jim Abbott
doing the bit.
He still ran the commercials.
That's like, right. He looked huge compared to him.
He didn't even care.
Last bit of news here in the Chuck Jim Wagon Abbott. As we hit some coaching stuff in college football. Matt Brown is expected to return in 2025 after a bad year here at North Carolina. He still wants to coach.
What's their record there at North Carolina now?
I'm sorry. I think it's poor. I think they've maybe won 3 or 4 games.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's been a down year.
Are you sure?
I think they're borderline bowl eligibility.
I shouldn't have done that.
Jim McElwain also, we had the report he's getting investigated, the old naked shark guy.
Oh.
He's retired. 40-year career. He's stepping away.
What'd you say he was, a naked shark guy?
Yeah, he took a picture naked next to a shark. Like
he was laying on a shark
and, you know, he's
in the back of a boat.
He's bare-ass in that.
Big spoon in that shark.
It's pretty hilarious. He didn't seem overly consensual either.
Oh, man. Poor shark.
Shark was bleeding out of his mouth.
It was hilarious because before I got the news that he was retiring, I just kept seeing the picture resurfacing on my timeline.
It's
I was
a great
like,
picture.
What's going on with this? Oh, he's hanging him up.
I really thought that was a ball sacking, but it turned out to be right. North Carolina
shark got
three in a row. Yeah, that's
like.
True.
We got butt cracked as the viewing audience.
Bit of taint there. North Carolina's 6-4 now.
Okay.
They're at 6-4.
By the way, Ben Abbott, if we're doing corrections.
Jim Abbott.
Jim Adler and then Ben Abbott.
Okay.
Yeah.
I created the one-armed pitcher.
Texas Hammer.
It was Abbott. I thought, okay.
I'm a Frankel's guy. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Through and through.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
And thank
Hell of
you.
A wagon.
Shout out to Jay Alexander Law.
Yeah. Hurtado for having us out here. We're at the Arlington location. We always love a chance to swing by Hurtado. Last time I was here was late fall or late summer. But the time before that, we was at Fanbowl 2024. Had a heck of a time right out here.
Oh, yeah.
I almost beat RJ Choppy in the final.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him next year.
Oh, yeah. You beat me and Wolchuk.
It was bad.
We went down to the wire, though. That was like.
Yeah, that was a great game.
Were you battling heat exhaustion?
Nope. No, I was hydrated.
He was too dialed for that.
I was killing it.
Were you in it?
You were out there in Oxnard.
I was. Yeah. I missed you guys, but I was kind of worried about you guys because for heat exhaustion.
Yeah, you were eating bad
salad.
No,
they had the tent with the air conditioning. You remember hearing about that?
I remember hearing about that. I sure do.
I think you might have passed out, Brian, if you had to come out here.
I'm just telling you right now, if I was here, you guys would have been, it would have been spatula time.
Eric, I would encourage you to go look at David Njoku right now, who is warming up shirtless and
he does that all the time.
Temperatures.
That's his bit.
With 20-mile-per-hour winds.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his bit.
But, dude, hey, he's one of the most impressive shirt-off athletes maybe ever, but certainly going right now.
My gosh. It's definitely nip.
I think I got to see a doctor about how much the chills are getting me. I mean, I took the garbage cans out this morning. Felt like I had to sprint back into the house and crawl under the covers, you know, just to heat back up.
You know what they call that? Vaginitis.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it might be chronic with Dawson. I'll tell you what. Njoku, yeah, I'm glad you sent me this way. He baby oiled the entire body.
Okay, because it was glistening.
From head to toe.
Might be Vaseline.
Even his calf. Maybe Vaseline.
Vaseline. Yeah, I mean, it blocks the pores so you don't get sweat.
Well,
that's
and
what
guys
gets
are
you
slipping
cold.
Off you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to get some yak tonight.
Yeah, he is. Maybe we should all play him in fantasy.
Yakety yak.
Hit the more on the receiving yards for Njoku on Prize Picks.
Who's throwing the ball? The crab guy?
Yeah. Jameis.
Jameis wins, son.
We're not picking him up tonight. No.
The crab guy.
Crab guy's not getting it done tonight.
He can spin it.
You guys already picked the Steelers, right?
No, well, Wolchuk did.
So did Dawson.
So did Dawson. Yeah.
G-Bag Survivor already
on
the
line. You want him?
The Browns.
You can pick him.
I mean, I got, what, 40 more minutes to make a call?
You do. And we got a sports
You're
hodgepodge.
You're not picking them. Come on.
A hodgepodge coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, the Hodge features the coolest sports headline of the day. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, baby. We're live at Hurtado. And we have another 33 minutes to go, and then you get the Fan After Dark featuring Blake and Fred. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here he is, Eric Chiafalo with your evening sports hodgepodge.
Breaking news, Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been passed over by the Pro Football Hall of Fame once again for the 2025 class.
Windmill.
Oh, I think Jerry's back channeling to keep him out.
Yes. no happy ending for Mr. Kraft.
Screw that guy.
Brad has crapped on my tees, but he won't after he hears my story about the coolest sports headline of the day. But first, I got to tee up an idea that we just had. Bet payoff for Broadus. He's got to throw a Zen in his lip, the old 6-milligram Zinski pop, cool mint for Krusty's Corner. Okay, and watch him catch a buzz in real time.
Okay.
Get a little bit woozy. Okay, he's going to feel that fire in his lip, and he's going to have to give takes while he's getting, I would imagine it'll feel like he's a bit seasick.
Yes, yes, I would say that's probably the most.
You think I'm going to throw up, maybe? Because I can't do tobacco.
No tobacco. That's the beauty of the Zen there. It's just straight.
No tobacco at all.
Straight Nicotini. So I think that would be a good bet payoff for Broadus.
We might have to give it a go.
If the Tolos agree at 877-881-1053, maybe tomorrow we bust out the one of like five owed payoffs for Broadus on a football Friday.
Yeah. It's not five yet, is it? Is it a four?
Three.
It's three?
Oh, it's only three.
I thought it was six. Three. I thought you'd just been racking them up.
I was trying to get to the point where we still got time for this.
Yeah.
Well, there was the redo for the Nitro Gummy.
Oh, that's true. We got to do the old rewrap.
Feel free to order it. Just order it, and I'll do it. Yeah, that's not a problem.
What a legend,
He's
dude.
Just throwing in the towel. He doesn't even care. Fine.
No, I was going to try and get to five and then just pay him every hour, have to do a bet payoff.
Yeah.
Just every
hour. You might hit it.
It'd be strong.
I'll tell you the worst one I think you've ever done, the egg.
Yeah.
The egg slam. Because I just did not know when I was going to get hit with an egg.
Well, so bad we can't do it anymore.
That was so awesome. You know? That was legendary.
It hurt. Yeah. It honestly, slamming an egg on a bald head hurts.
It looks rough.
Didn't you get down like a little army crawl, Chief, and around for the last one for the
finale? Alec Medford, start the day,
sneak attack.
Dude, punished me.
That's when I knew he had something.
Yeah.
Medford.
Medford went up like Michael Jordan with the slam. Yeah. And then when he came down, it was like the force. And there were, like, cuts in my head.
He's a pro wrestler
blood.
Yeah. And I was, like, going, okay, this is what the day is going
to
be.
Explosive athlete, too. He used to run against Cavante Turpin, I think, in high school.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He used to get his ass kicked.
But that might have been the worst one I've had to do.
I mean, poor Medford's like, really? The guy that in, like, 5 years is going to be the fastest NFL ball carrier since 2016? Next gen's never seen anything like this, and you got me running out here?
Medford really went Pierce's nipples.
Medford goes in there. Medford goes in the locker room.
Off afterwards.
He's bleeding.
He went full emo after that, dude.
You know, Medford goes in the locker room. I wonder if he goes up to Turpin and says anything like he's ever like.
Attaboy butt slap.
Well, maybe like, hey, I used to run against you, and then Turpin probably looks at him like, you ran against me?
Go back to back, see which one's taller.
Yeah, go barely. That's true. That's
Turn around so I can recognize you, Kay.
903 just threw a Zen in for Broadus. The 817 says 6 milligrams might be a bit much. Maybe do something smaller. We could scale it back to a 3 mg, you know, if we need to. But I don't know if that's a payoff. That's kind of just that's going to feel like pleasure. Right there,
what's going to be the side effects for this thing again? You said burning of the lip. What else?
A little lip burn, just a little buzzer.
Increased heart rate.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion.
A light buzz.
Increased heart rate. Here I am talking about my cardiologist on the radio all the time. Dawson, increased heart rate. How's your high blood pressure
working?
Well,
you asked. Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to do that? Do I need to, like,
you don't
need to
die
on air?
You're going to be fine, dude. There's never been a Zen death, ever. Not even that one time where we thought that was.
Did he actually die?
Well, he did die, but it wasn't from Zen.
Okay.
I think he's got to start with a 6. And if he needs to bail, he needs to bail. You know, we'll see the color go out of his face.
If you need to punt mid-second,
does it disintegrate in your mouth?
It's just a little pouchy-pouch, and you can just spit it out whenever
you
want.
It's like the old Skull Bandits.
Oh, the Skull Bandits. My buddy used to do that.
You could keep it in your mouth literally all day, and nothing would happen. Like, it wouldn't dissolve. Yeah. You wouldn't eat it or anything.
You'll be good. Just channel your Baton Rouge days.
I think it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, Baton Rouge days. Baton Rouge Zoo,
We're like 15 years old back of a bus trying to talk him into a tobacco habit.
Yeah.
No, dude, just try.
No tobacco, baby.
Come on,
just
dude.
Can I read the can?
Yeah, read the can.
All right, thanks. Go ahead. Continue on.
469.
Read the can.
469 says, Broadus is going to get the hiccups from hell on that first Osama Zin Laden.
Oh, yeah.
Osama Zin Laden.
What are we doing?
Leonard Zinnard.
Zin's a meme, dude. It's hot.
It's an upper decky.
Yeah, man. You got to put a little lip pillow in there and Go night night.
All right.
All right. We have the
consumer care. Can I call these people and ask a bunch of questions?
Yeah, let's do it on air.
Yeah, dude. They probably won't be honest with you.
That might be
calling in headquarters.
It sounds like a good segment idea.
Hey, let's what are you doing, tomorrow. Old man?
Yeah, totally safe. Shout out to Twolo Big Surge. Just texted me there. He said, got his in right now. LOL. 3MG will do the trick. 6 is for heater smokers.
Okay, so he's 6.
I guess I'm on that tier now.
Yeah.
Were you a smoker back
in the
day?
That tier now.
I mean, I liked a little. Like the little
tobacco
square from time to time.
Did you? A dart.
A little dart from time to time.
A little dart.
Were you like chain smoker guy?
Not chain smoker guy, but.
Were you like literally like take them and then struck, flick them and then like get another one?
Yeah.
Snaking.
I did the triple threat one time. We got
you,
three at once.
I could see you being a bummy dude.
Yeah, see, like exactly. I don't have the pack on me, but you mind if I stand one?
Can I bum one?
It's like, it's like, oh, hey.
Mind if I bum one?
You got a Lucy?
You got one there?
You got a lighter?
You got one there? Oh, and you got a lighter? And you got 20 bucks so I can get a Domino's pizza?
You got to happen to have a beer on you?
have 20 bucks?
So he's a bummy. Your boy's a bummy, isn't he?
Yeah, bud. I love him. Yeah.
Wolchuk knew that when he met me.
Yeah. Is Wolchuk more of a bummy or you more of a bummy?
Me. I'll take that.
I mean, I will from time to time, but...
Okay.
I'm not going to shy away from a
nothing
free
t-shirt. Nothing wrong with being a bummy. No, nothing wrong with that.
Let's see here. What flavor should Broadus get? My friend is a cardiologist, and he said no health effects from Zen.
Okay.
That's the beauty of the Zen.
There you go.
I'd like to hear from my cardiologist. He knows he listens all the time. He does.
Yeah.
So, but I'll try. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Cool sports headline of the day.
What is it?
Oh, this is not a good tease.
Yeah. Broadus crapped on my tease.
Bro.
High school wrestler. Dunia Sibomana commits to D1 power after surviving chimpanzee mauling.
Well, there we go.
Wow.
That's
Does
a
he
headline.
Still have his face?
We're all clicking on this, right?
Yep.
Yes.
It's click-worthy 100% headline.
Click-through rate.
Okay, so he's a New York High School State Wrestling Champion, and he just committed to the University.
That guy fought like a chimp.
University of North Carolina is where he just committed.
Go Heels.
He's a junior, and he's finished in the top three in all three previous trips to the state tournament. And is more than just your average high school wrestler. So this dude is a native of the Congo. Moved to the United States in 2015 at the age of 8 after a horrifying incident. He and his brother and his cousin were attacked by chimpanzees while playing in a park, a national park in Congo. And he was the only one of the three to survive the attack.
My God.
But he suffered life-threatening injuries.
God,
okay? Severe facial injuries, right ear and facial muscles had suffered significant injuries, and the middle finger of his left hand was bitten completely off. He can't even give you the bird, okay?
He's an edge?
Yes. Rangers from the national park were able to connect to doctors at Stony Brook University in New York. So he was flown to the United States, underwent multiple extensive surgeries. His initial surgery lasted 12 hours.
Damn.
And involved grafting tissue and muscle from his left forearm to his face and lips. As of 2023, he had undergone 15 surgeries, and he's going to require more as he continues to grow.
Wow.
So this dude has been through, literal hell. He ends up being adopted and taken in by a Long Beach High School assistant wrestling coach.
Wow.
And quickly started wrestling, and they found out immediately, like, this dude's pretty talented, next level.
So
like, you see his face right there?
Yeah.
His face is, I mean, that's obviously been attacked by something insane.
So they tore up, like, a cheek and jaw on one side.
Correct.
Maybe he was, like, laying on his side, kind of able to defend
himself.
Well,
he lost his finger, maybe defending himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I would picture.
Holy Jesus. Okay.
You've seen those chimp attacks, though. They pull off skin and face.
I'm just telling you right now, every time we talk about, oh, I could beat an animal, no.
No. Like the Tyson story saying he was going to go knock out that gorilla at the zoo.
No.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, I didn't know this guy didn't have previous wrestling experience because I was going to call him a pansy because these guys in Dagestan, they're wrestling bears and monkeys all the damn time and living to tell the tale.
No, this dude was 8 years old and he was attacked. This wasn't a set up
fight.
He
lost buddies.
Okay, this wasn't regulated.
He lost buddies
you know
doing
what? We
this.
Lose, we lose some in the fight, Brian.
They take those bears' teeth out and they clip their shoulders so they can't really hit you.
Oh, they're cheating.
Every time you think about beating a monkey in a fight, just remember this story.
Now, this sounds terrifying. I'm glad this guy lived.
Hey, good for him getting a scholarship in North Carolina.
So he's just kicking people's ass now?
Yeah. Well, he was as a freshman, he got first, and then sophomore, second, and then as a junior, he just got third. He's going into his senior year, but now he's committed to North Carolina.
That's awesome.
What a story, dude.
Yeah, got the eye of the champ. I want to follow up on that. You know, if I see the college wrestling tournament, I'll definitely stop down and look for him.
You won't miss this guy because, I mean, he's missing a finger and he's got a face that's been clearly mauled by a chimpanzee. So pretty insane. Okay, let's close things down with a surprise visit from Guess That Spread.
Mm-hmm.
Is your body ready?
No.
Yeah, let's do it.
No.
The Vikings head to Chicago, Soldier Field, Walchuck.
Oh, no. Yes,
Guess
yes.
That Spread.
I'm going to go Vikings minus two.
Okay, Broadus.
Vikings minus five.
Dawson?
It's the Vikings plus one.
Vikings are 3.5-point road favorites.
Oh, okay. Favorites.
3.5-point road favorites right there are the Vikings, division rival, going to Soldier Field. The Lions head to Indy to take on Anthony Richardson. Gavin Dawson gets that spread.
12.5.
12.5, says Dawson. Can anybody go higher? Anybody willing to go higher? Brian Broaddus.
No. Lions minus 6.5.
All right, and Wolchuk.
Nine. Lions by nine.
All right, give it to Broaddus there. The Lions are 7.5-point road favorites.
Dang it.
Now we head on your football Sunday to New York, where the Giants will welcome in Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brian Broaddus, guess that spread.
That would be Tampa Bay minus six.
Tommy Cutlets. Wolchuk.
I'll go Bucks 4.5.
6.5.
5.5.
Dang.
For the Buccaneers as a road favorite. Look at all these road favorites this week, boys. Mm-hmm. Patriots go to Miami. AFC East battle. Drake May, Tua, Wolchuk, guess that spread.
I'll go Dolphins by a field goal.
Okay, Dawson?
3.5.
Broaddus?
Dolphins minus four.
Dolphins by a touchdown.
Touchdown. Woo!
I like the Patriots to cover that. Drake May's spinning it.
Tear them up.
All right, we already know what the Cowboys spread is. Okay, Chiefs.
What did it end up at? 13?
Right now, I think it's at 10.5.
10.5, okay.
It might have moved. Because
it's possible. Who knows?
This morning.
Okay.
Okay, now we got the Chiefs going to Carolina for a bounce-back opportunity. Gavin Dawson, guess that spread.
9.5.
Broaddus?
Kansas City minus 7.5.
Wolchuk?
I'll go 8.
Dawson wins it. Kansas City, road favorite by 10.5.
10.5. Yeah. Apparently, Chiefs fans have bought up all the tickets there in Carolina. Like, they're going for $154 now on Tick Pick because the Chiefs fans are all buying them.
Oh, wow.
Next week, Carolina game against Tampa Bay, it's $24 to get in.
Are you serious?
So it's going to be like Arrowhead.
I love it.
God.
Okay, we have Sunday Night Football, Lambeau Field, where the elements might play a factor. San Francisco travels to Green Bay. Brian Broaddus, guess that spread.
Green Bay minus 2.5.
Love it. Wolchuk?
I'll go Pack minus 3.5 with all the weather.
Dawson?
Pack minus one.
And Brian Broaddus wins it. Nailed it. 2.5-point favorite for the home Packers. But you see, a lot of big road favorites going into a football
Sunday.
Man,
I love home dogs. I might have to load up a parlay
card. A lot of bye week guys this week, too. A lot of teams on bye.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, I always love guessing that spread. Live at Hurtado in Arlington. One segment to go. We'll cross with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking next on the Fan.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We are closing things down here for the G-Bag Nation as we've been live at Hurtado in Arlington. It's been awesome out here. The food is always outstanding, whether it is the tacos, the sides, the brisket, the jalapeno sausage, the turkey. It's all delicious.
People are super nice,
you can't go wrong. Yeah. The service is great. We've been hanging out here in Hawkers at the bar, and everybody's...
Haters, excuse me.
Everybody's been dope out here saying what's up to us, and if you came out, we loved you. If you didn't, make sure you come on out to Hurtado very, very soon. But it's time to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, and I believe it is Fred Davis and Blake Elliott. What's going on, dudes?
What's going on, guys? Man, we're kind of jealous. We just got done eating McDonald's, and you're eating some of the best barbecue in the world.
Did you get the McRib?
Yeah, what'd you order?
No McRib, nuggets, you know, baseline.
Cheeseburgers. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Can I ask a question real quick of everybody?
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah?
When you get the work email that says your password's about to expire 6 days, what's the limit on that? Do you just let that thing fly to the last day? Or how does that work?
I always do.
It's until it no longer works, Brian, and then you workshop it for 5 minutes.
I just kind of feel like I don't want to go to the IT folk and have to, you know, after I've taken 6 days of just ignoring that.
Yeah.
It sends you an email every day.
I know,
get the reminder. I wait till the last day.
Does everybody let that thing expire, though? That's what I'm saying. It's like you got to go through the government to get the thing back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I just want to make sure if I can wait till the day of.
Maybe day before. Maybe set a reminder on your calendar.
Okay.
Or just go ahead and do it now. Yeah. I do it now.
There's okay. that.
Yeah. I thought maybe you would have. I thought as soon as you get that email, you're like,
what are you, LSU Tiger 69 exclamation point?
Come on, man. What are you nailing out there, you know?
That's actually his username.
It's Blue Dolphin Go Tigers 69.
Blue Dolphin Go Tigers.
What do you guys have coming up on the show today?
Radio Gold, as always, boys. Bobby Belt is going to make his Fan After Dark debut tonight. That's going to go down at 7:40. Ben Troop, one of our favorite guys, friend of the program.
No, Florida, no. Not a favorite guy after last week's ass.
Well, that's hey, look, that's it. That's a you problem. Actually, you could probably do Ben Troop 69 as your new password if you needed to. So that's a T-R-O-U-P-E, by the way.
I know that jersey name.
Okay. All right, just making sure. So Ben's going to – but, hey, I'll tell you what. You want to talk about knowledge, and if you guys think me and Blake talk fast, get Ben Troop on at 9 o'clock. And for all you Micro Machine fans out there, you know what I'm talking about. That's Ben Troop, and that's on just 1.0 speed. And then, look, we know that – he lost his crown today. Blake did on the G-Bag of the Day. But we haven't heard from Kevin yet, right? So Kevin was the one that, you know, stood there mortified and really watched his radio career flash before his eyes. Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard from him yet. Khaki Kev is behind the glass tonight. We're going to go, well, 2-on-1, I guess, with Khaki Kev and find out kind of what was going through his head as he was being berated and cursed at by Blake last Friday.
Yeah, it was really outrageous.
That was an eye-opening experience, Blake. What made you feel like you could say that? Did anybody give you like some tips of like, yeah, no, you can run with that. Somebody was messing with you?
No, you skipped class that day.
No, nobody gave me tips on that. I think I was just trying to engage the Tolos. Now I'm blaming the Tolos. I blamed a different person every time.
He's blamed everybody else.
And I was just trying to read the text, and it just slipped my mind and didn't think it was a big deal. Then I realized about 5 seconds later that it was, but I just wanted to move on from it like a professional, and then I thought it was going to be blown over. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday come, and I hear myself on G-Bag of the Day. Got Tolos tweeting me out, Instagramming me, and I'm glad we all got to get a good laugh out of it. But no one keyed me in on that. That was all on Blake.
Hey, Blake, did you have to sign a paper? Did you have to sign a paper or anything that you wouldn't do it again?
It's an HR violation, Blake.
No, I just looked our
because
boss in
I
the
did.
Eye.
I had to sign when we were CBS. I had to sign a paper so I wouldn't drop an F-bomb on the air anymore.
I signed the trust paper of life while looking Mr. Spittle in the eye.
Oh, did you?
I think I signed an F-bomb paper.
I did. I had a file at CBS New York that I wouldn't drop an F-bomb on the radio anymore.
I blame Jared Sandler. We were just getting way too comfortable, and that armpit hair was outrageous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what pulled me off sides. I was
You didn't have to sign any paperwork for the T-word that you dropped, did you?
No.
You just got reprimanded.
That was just – I've been chewed out before.
That was like a slap on the wrist kind of
deal.
Yeah,
I was like, hey, we can't say that.
Which would you rather have to sign a paper, but you don't have to talk to your boss, like the papers from the higher-ups,
or just have to
talk to your boss?
I think it's both.
Okay. Yeah, I think the boss handed me the paper. He's like, "Hey, Brian, I saw the paper in his hand. I'm like, am I supposed to sign a paper here?
Let's just do this."
And he goes, "Yeah,
so get out of here.
You go, man.
Did you finish eating, Fred?"
Oh yeah, I'm done. I've been okay. done. I scarfed that down.
Done.
And I had to swallow it down with some Rolaids as well. Oh. So yeah, it's that kind of night tonight.
Fred, but did you tear up that press box on Monday night, dude?
What do you think?
Fred was like he was on scholarship.
Yeah, so you know the only thing I was missing, Chief? You know the only thing I was missing?
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
Raw milk.
That's it.
The good stuff.
That's it. The good
I'll
good.
I'll bring it to you.
Tap.
The good good.
Tap.
Right from the saucer.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There they are, Fan After Dark. You can catch them coming up next. We will be back tomorrow. It is a Football Friday. We'll have Stephen Jones on the
show.
Mongolian beef. Let's go. Thank you very much to Ruben. Shout out to Gavin Dawson, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. I'm Zach Wolchuk from Hurtado's. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.